A new report found that taxpayers are subsidizing plastics and petrochemical plants that routinely violate air pollution laws. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports one plant in Pennsylvania was given over $1 billion in tax breaks, yet violated its air permit even before opening.
Rebecca Quigley's favorite spot in her house is a wraparound deck with a sweeping view of the town of Vanport. But these days, the view is dominated by something on the other side of the Ohio River, the Shell ethane cracker.
At nighttime, we call it Gotham City because it lights up the sky and is, it just looks like a great big huge city over there.
The cracker was Pennsylvania's largest construction project since World War II. It's part of a wave of plants built to take advantage of plentiful natural gas from America's fracking boom. It turns ethane, a component of natural gas, into tiny plastic pellets, which are used to make products from plastic packaging to medical devices. But since it's opened, it's been a problem for Quigley. She's seen flaring, black smoke, and one time, a sweet odor permeating the valley.
There was a sweet odor of antifreeze or syrup smell odor that was in the air.
The plant may push Quigley and her husband out of Beaver County. They're planning on moving when he retires in 3 years. Quigley says part of her worries are concerns about air pollution and long-term health effects.
You know, obviously there's violations going on, so yeah, it does concern me. Not for myself as much as it does for my grandkids or my kids or my community.
Alexandra Shakovich of the Environmental Integrity Project says it's right for communities near these plants to worry.
They're major emitters of greenhouse gases and climate warming pollutants, as well as major emitters of pollutants that are dangerous to human health, toxic and hazardous air pollutants.
Shakovich is lead author of a new report that found many of the plastics plants built in the last decade, mostly on the Gulf Coast, are now breaking environmental laws, even as they receive billions in tax breaks.
We found that 94% of the plants that we looked at reported accidents or incidents, so-called emissions events. These are illegal upsets that occurred when a plant malfunctions, when there's a fire, an explosion.
The Shell plant in Beaver County is a case in point. It was built with a $1.65 billion tax credit from the state. Regulators have found the plant violated clean air laws 19 times since beginning operations 2 years ago and have fined it over $10 million since then. The plant has released harmful levels of volatile organic compounds, chemicals that contribute to asthma and other respiratory diseases, as well as benzene, a known carcinogen. Shell didn't respond to requests for comment on the Environmental Integrity Project's report, but some in the region say the tax credits were money well spent.
Shell cracker plant was one of the best things that happened to Steamfitters Local 449.
Ken Broadbent is business manager for the local Steamfitters Union in Pittsburgh. Union members from around the country made six figures building the plant. He says the region needed the plant and the jobs that came with it. And he believes the tax credits helped bring Shell's ethane cracker to the state.
Ohio and West Virginia and Pennsylvania were in the running for the cracker in a tri-state area, and we were able to beat them by attracting them with better tax credits. That's how the game's played, whether I like it or not.
Broadbent thinks Shell's air violations are part of the plant getting up and running and that they'll eventually go away. But Shakovich says communities shouldn't have to choose between jobs and the environment. She says the public shouldn't be subsidizing polluting facilities.
We think if companies can't obey the law, they shouldn't be getting taxpayer money. We would advocate for, in the future, that taxpayer subsidies be tied to environmental compliance.
So far, Pennsylvania has not imposed additional environmental requirements for companies receiving state subsidies. The state recently passed a new tax credit to attract fertilizer plants. The tax credit has employment and investment requirements, but none for complying with environmental laws. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.